Hello, and welcome to what is known as the Wednesday Word. For the month of March, we are doing a parenting series called The March Madness, and I am your host, Katie Falter. And for today, we are going to do a podcast questioning kids about Easter. So we'll go around the room and I'll have them introduce themselves. They'll say their names and their age. So we'll start with you.
Lyndon,
8.
Sawyer and 6.
Jameson and 8.
Oakland is...
Okay, so I have a few questions for you guys. The first question is, what is Easter?
Easter is the day Jesus rose from the dead.
Do you guys know that the reason why Jesus died is for all of your sins to be forgiven?
Yes.
Do you guys know what day Easter falls on?
It falls on a Sunday every year.
What Easter traditions does your family have?
We put our Easter baskets out, and on the couch.
Okay.
We go to our Nana's house, and sometimes we dye eggs, and then sometimes we go on an Easter egg hunt.
Jameson, what about you?
We dye boiled eggs. Then we put them in the fridge. Then we put our Easter baskets on our grandma's table. Then the Easter bunny comes. Usually it's like, since it's close to Easter, the Easter bunny gives us like new goggles and that stuff. And we go on an Easter egg hunt. Sometimes we don't see an egg and it's left over. Like, I found one full of pennies last year, like a month after Easter.
Okay. Oakland, what about you?
We paint eggs.
Okay. So now we're going to go into some true or false questions. Did Paul betray Jesus?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah. Okay, raise your hand if you think it's yes. So we have all 5 saying yes. All 5 of you, I'm sorry to say, are wrong. So the person who betrayed Jesus is named Judas.
Yeah.
Is the egg the symbol of new life and rebirth? Okay, Aria says it's true. Oakland, what do you say?
Yes.
You say it's true?
I say maybe.
Okay. The egg is the symbol of a new life and rebirth.
Yes.
Yes.
Lyndon, that is true. Jesus wore a crown of thorns.
Yes.
True.
Yes. True. True. True.
I've heard this story so many times.
True.
Yeah.
True.
True.
True. Everybody says true.
Okay, the next true or false question is, a lamb is a symbol of Easter as it was a sacrificial animal in the Old Testament.
Yeah?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, no, no,
no.
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 Yes.
Yes.
No.
That is true. We kind of already went over this one, but let's see. Does Easter take place on the same day every year?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
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 Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
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 Yes. Okay, let's
Jameson answer. It lands on, are you saying a specific day or every Sunday? It always lands on a Sunday.
It does always land on a Sunday, but it's not the same Sunday every year.
Nope.
Yeah.
Then no.
Okay.
Then no.
So,
no.
Yep. Y'all got that answer correct. That is false.
Duh.
Okay. So now we are going to go into some would you rather questions. But we're going to take turns. We're going to start with Lyndon and we're going to work our way down to Oakland. Would you rather have bunny ears or a bunny tail?
Bunny ears.
Bunny ears.
No, both. 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 Both.
both.
Because imagine putting on your pants and then you have to have that bunny tail and you have no, and they don't make any in your size because of the bunny tail. That would be weird.
Okay, now we gotta let Jameson have a turn. I mean, Jameson Oakland have a turn.
Ears, because you would have to cut a hole in every single pair of your pants.
Yeah, yes. Awesome.
And it will look cute.
Same thing as everybody else.
Would you rather eat Cadbury eggs or eat marshmallow peeps?
Marshmallow peeps.
Okay, Sawyer?
Marshmallow peeps.
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 What is the first question made out of?
It's a chocolate egg that has like a caramel.
I switched my answer. A cream feeling. I switched my answer.
Okay, hold on. Let Jameson answer.
Number one.
I switched my answer to the eggs.
Would you rather have a baby chick or have a baby bunny?
Baby bunny. Oh, this is
Bunny.
Chick, because it would give you free eggs.
Smart.
Bunny, because it's so adorable.
I can't choose. I choose both.
You choose both? Okay.
Same thing.
Would you rather buy real eggs or buy plastic eggs?
Plastic. No, real. Plastic.
Do you want to dye the eggs or buy plastic eggs?
Oh, dye.
Okay.
Dye the eggs. Dye.
Would you rather have a garden of tulips or a garden of daisies?
Wait, what?
Tulips.
Both.
Yeah, what's tulip?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, Jameson?
Both. None.
Tulips.
Would you rather waddle like a duck everywhere or hop like a bunny everywhere, Lyndon?
Hop as a bunny.
Duck. A duck, because I've seen a chick walk before, and they kind of walk normal, usually.
Duck.
Would you want to eat a giant jelly bean or eat a giant chocolate bunny?
Chocolate bunny.
Both.
Would you rather slide down a rainbow or dance in the rain?
Rainbow.
Jameson, would you rather slide down a rainbow or dance in the rain?
Rainbow.
None, because the rainbow might don't have, it won't, the rainbow won't be safe, and the rain might have, like, storms.
Would you rather have Easter grass for hair or have rainbows for arms?
Grass for your hair?
Yeah, the stuff that's in your Easter baskets. That stuff, would you much rather have that Easter grass for your hair or rainbows for your arms?
Ew, no, none. You look like a robot.
Beep, bop, boop.
Bah, bah.
I'm all right.
Jameson, what about you?
Easter grass for hair.
Oakland?
Is the rainbow supposed to be like a tattoo? Like a big tattoo?
No, the rainbows would be your actual arms.
Definitely not.
So, would you want Easter grass for your hair?
No, that's gonna be so.
So gross. Okay.
None.
Would you rather meet a talking Easter bunny or meet a talking chocolate bunny?
Easter bunny, because I can ask him if he's a boy or a girl and where he lives. Actually, I already know where he lives, but I can ask him if he's a boy or a girl and how he makes it, and how he delivers all the things. And yeah.
Lyndon, would you much rather meet a talking Easter bunny or a chocolate bunny that can talk?
Both.
Talking bunny.
Okay.
Easter bunny.
Sawyer, would you like to answer?
Definitely. The real bunny.
The real bunny?
Yeah.
Oakland, what about you? You want me to the real Easter bunny or a talking chocolate bunny?
None.
What?
Why none?
Because I don't want to spoil, like, seeing what I get from the real one, but the chocolate one might be a little bit creepy and like a little bit too tasty where my eyes want to really eat it. So none.
One more question. What is your favorite part of Easter?
Where you find the Easter eggs and you dye the eggs and getting your goodies. Yeah.
Getting the prizes, like from the eggs, dyeing the eggs, getting the stuff from the Easter bunny.
What about you, Jameson?
It's when usually after we do the eggs and stuff and get our new swim stuff, usually our grandma asks our grandpa to heat up the hot tub.
Oakland, I'm interested to see your answer on this one. Is Easter about the Easter bunny or is it about Jesus?
Jesus.
Both. Even though I like the bunny.
So I want to thank all 5 of you for being here today. And would one of you like to pray us out?
Me. Dear God, I'm thankful for Easter and I'm thankful for the food and how you made us.
Thank you for creating everything.
Thanks for creating life.
Thank you for food and water.
Thank you for the pets, the birds, the wild, the trees to make us breathe. And the one more.
Thank you for making the world.
In Jesus' name, amen.